The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everybody, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Today we will be talking about root maggots and turnips. So the words root maggots paired with any other word in the English language is not cool, right? It brings up images of gross little maggots and garbage or something like that. And while they're not as gross as they would be if they were in trash or garbage, root maggots on turnips are pretty ugly little creatures, and they can do some damage to your crops. So I've had very little experience growing turnips. I had a crop a couple of years ago that were these pure white little tiny things that were harvested. You were meant to harvest them probably in 3 weeks. So diameter of, or the size of, a quarter, perhaps. The ones I planted this year are your more traditional, not the giant ones you see in the grocery store, but a little bit smaller than that, maybe the size of a pool ball. And they're white, mostly white, and they have purple shoulders, or that part of the turnip that sticks above the ground. When you know it's ready to harvest, when you can see the size of that turnip as it's poking its shoulders above the ground. So, the seed packet said harvest in 50 to 60 days. A friend of mine who has had experience growing and eating all types of turnips suggested that I harvest a couple of weeks before the due date. So I did, and they were looking pretty good. Still quite small, but they were tasty. You could shave them into a salad, which I did, and I liked them. I was looking forward to my harvest of the larger turnips that are cookable. So I would harvest a few at a time, and I noticed that as the longer they stayed in the soil, the more pockmarks they got, more scars on the surface of the turnip. I could even see some tunneling. And tunneling on a root vegetable is never a good thing, because you know that something is moving and eating as it's going. Kind of like a worm in an apple, right? And that's basically what happened. So some of the scarring, like I said, looked like pock marks, and some of it looked like the cracks that appear on fresh baked bread that hasn't been sufficiently slit before baking. In addition to that, the roots, the actual little rat-like tails of the roots of the turnip looked like they had been chomped as well. The tunneling, the cracking, and the chewing of the little rat tail roots, that's all signs of root maggots. So I checked my harvest, and I found one that had a little bit of, it looked fresh, like fresh frass, the debris left behind by a little wormy thing. And I took a knife and I dug out that little tunnel. And lo and behold, there was a live root maggot right there. It's white, whitish, thin larva, about a quarter of an inch long or so, and it was buried within that debris. So what can we do about root maggots? Well, it's kind of hard to tell you have them, because everything that is happening underground. So we really need to prevent the root maggots from happening in the first place. And that is by preventing the root maggot adult. It's a little tiny fly. It looks like a house fly. And they eat cruciferous crops, which a radish is. You know, like cabbage and broccoli and turnips and things like that. You don't notice the root maggots on cabbage because you're not eating the roots. You're eating the head that forms. So these flies can overwinter in soil as pupae, and they emerge again the next season. If you have root maggots in your soil, your crop this year has very little protection. They're going to get chomped. However, next year, try moving your turnip crop or even your carrot crop, anything that has a root to it, to a different location. That makes it a little bit more difficult for the pest to find your root crop or your turnips, whatever it is. You can also protect your current turnip crop by putting a row cover over the crop to prevent the flies from landing, the adult females from landing and laying eggs. This only works if you move your turnip crop to a new location. Otherwise, if you put the netting over top of the turnips that has maggots underneath the soil, they're just going to emerge and there you go. They are presented with a smorgasbord. So, root maggots, turnips, let's hope that those words never meet up in your garden. That's it for me for this week. Hope you are doing well, and happy times in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.